Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back once again to none other than Man in the Street. And I want to say I just thank you all for being a part of this program. As a matter of fact, let's get into what this show is about. And I think you'll appreciate that it's Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 10, on emaxxradio at gmail.com. And that MAN is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, and news. You can Facebook EMAXD image, such as EMAXXTHEEMIJJ. For those who are catching us on Hood Tunes on blogtalkradio.com, you can use the number of 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, or you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open. Mike, I do want to at least give you three quick disclaimers. And that's three quick disclaimers before we get the show started this evening. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. So have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Hood Tunes. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I will listen. Number three, hey, you definitely may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, go back. And press 1 or call right back. Now, I want to give you a top 10, you know, from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, and we will do that because if I don't do it, I'll probably forget to do it later on. So at number 10, Eric Magnus. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, Black House Sounds Open Mic. Number 7 is, and it's because it's coming up, the St. Patrick's Day Parade. This coming Sunday, is the 152nd St. Patrick's Day Parade, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, right downtown Public Square. Now, number 6, because it just happened, Comic-Con was at the convention center downtown. Dude playing Aquaman was there. Also, going down to number 5. What's happening at number 5? You can Facebook the fact that the Silverback Gorilla Gang at the Vortex with Dirt Ball, which will be Friday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, to 1167 Britain Road, Akron, Ohio, 44305. Number 4, you can Facebook Eric Wilson and Friends at Wilbert's, 812 Huron Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. That'll be also Friday, March 15th, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to midnight. Number 3, Geraldo Rivera was at Irving Joe's Cafe the past Thursday morning, that just a little while. Number 2 definitely is Rich Lucky Soul Tribute at Irving Joe's Cafe featuring Maisha Godfrey, Platinum Keys, Carnell Johnson, Walter Anthony Jr., Joe Hill of the Platinum Rude Boys, HJS did the sounds, Dolores Gray Zumba was there, the Art McQuarrie radio show co-host, so she was in the house. Silver B was definitely there representing the Edutainment Royalty Roundtable, which I believe that one airs on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Man in the Street also got a chance to just sit there and chill back. And in the top spot, you had the International Women's Day March. More on that in just a little while. So much stuff going on that if I don't get into some of it, I just wouldn't, which would be a bad thing. So that's one of the reasons why we had to start off this program extremely early. Let me let people know. Getting things out the way while I'm looking at them. The Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk Radio is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Kit and Angelica is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All four shows air on WERE 1490 AM, and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, also, I want to let people know, since I'm getting certain things out of the way, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 154 15 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 52nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1, number 37 bus passes by that East 52nd, St. Clair intersection, and the number 28 passes by the Euclid Ivanhoe intersection. It's just a little bit longer walk, but there you go. And also, let me tell people that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show airs on Tuesdays, voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow will be the 4:30 p.m. early edition with Cleveland Standard Time, where it's the 6-year show anniversary finally happening. We'll see how that plays off. And for those who need to know the Joseph P. Motley Jr. period YouTube page, Joseph Motley Jr. period is on YouTube. And Joseph P. Motley Jr., YouTube, 2 stat channels, and then the Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. Facebook, you can always check out what's going on with Fred Barkley Live Group. So now I'm like, man, getting certain things out of the way, because if I don't, I won't get a chance to do it. Before I go to the first phone call of 216-400, the Celebration of Life ceremony in honor of Randall W. Broke. I have to get into the other person who passed by next week, but the Celebration of Life ceremony in honor of Randall W. Broke was held the past Saturday at Edge Hill Community Church. But 13th of September 1959 to the 8th of September 2018, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And that's from Isaiah 6, verse 8, the eulogy. Semper Fidelis was by Brian Broke, brother. Shared memories. I like the fact they didn't have every wino in the street wandering up. They had it. Ed Modick, Chris Faith, Bill Shelk, Andrea Wright, Amanda Nichols. Message of Hope was from Pastor David Botha. And Amazing Grace was the bagpipes from Pat Faith, who also did the Marine Corps hymn by Pat Faith as well. Benediction, closing prayer from Pastor Dave Bota. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know that's one of the things that Man in the Street was at. Before I go to the 216-400, maybe I should start letting people know some of the things that's happening out there. Come prepared to work out at the Robert Johnson Jr.'s Health and Wellness Line Dance Boot Camp, which is Saturday, March the 16th, noon to 4 p.m., $10 admission. It's at the Mediterranean Event Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Fitness, line dance queen, Brenda Z, Zumba queen, Dolores Gray. And if you want to know anything else, there's a 216-778-0401 number to go along with everything so that people will know what is happening. I also want to at least say this is what we'll do. By me going through certain things, I can at least look and say, hey, what is happening and what's going on? And with those things being said, at least we can take care of a little bit of business here and there. So I'm going to just say I appreciate everybody who's taking the time to at least tune in and just basically speak and say what's on your mind. And so as I go back up, this is one of those fun-filled, exciting days that I can say, looking at my number of 216-440, that's 216-440, 216-400. So that's the 216-400, because this is very interesting right now. The reason that I'm saying that is because we need to see what's happening with my 216-400, 216-400. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And Miss Water, I want to just let everyone know that a dear friend of ours that befriended us when we came to Cleveland 1970, Mrs. Ruth Elizabeth Brooks, passed, and they had her celebration of life today. The E.F. Boyd and Son Funeral Home in Warrensville Heights. And I want to just let everyone know that she was just like a sister to me. And you know, as you grew up and so forth, I don't care where we went or whatever, all you had to do is wait outside, and Aunt Ruth was going to see that you received everything that you were supposed to get. So we do. It is, but it's very hard. But I know now she's not suffering. And I know that she missed her husband who passed years ago.
Yeah.
And they were married for 40-plus years. So she will be missed by all nieces, nephews, her sister-in-law, Sharon Hampton Brooks, and her church family, which we were her church family. So I wanted to bring that up. So, and we thank her because, and I thank Mrs. Kidd for going to Facebook and sending the obituary. And
wow.
I just said, thank God. And so I'm sure Sharon will be calling you if she needs you. Take care. Have
no
a blessed
problem.
Evening.
No problem. Thank you. And I'm going to go on and probably call Sharon myself tomorrow. And just check and see if there's anything that can be done on my part too, rather than just, you know, talking about it. What I can do also is, you know, if I'm smart, I'll start getting rid of certain things like talking points and you name it. So sometimes I'm not smart, and when that time comes, I suffer for it. So maybe I'll pretend to be smart. Before I do anything else, I will say that if you choose to, you can check out OPN Radio, which is on weupradio.com, Monday to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter, JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I'm going to go with my talking points right now because there's some things that you might not know, but I want to let people know because, hey, I think I'm better. And so my thing is this. When it comes down to it, the recall campaign, because the effort to recall four Cleveland City Councilmen has been put on hold until April the 4th. Up until April 4th, Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County will continue to collect signatures for CLASH's Lead Safe Ballot Initiative, one of the most important pieces of legislation in Cleveland's history. Lead poisoning causes high blood pressure and heart disease in adults, learning disabilities and hyperactivity in children, as well as impulsivity and violence. Now, CLASH, Lead Safe Ballot Initiative. The lead safe petitions containing 10,000 signatures must be submitted to the Cleveland Clerk of Council's office by April 4th, 2019. We're well on our way to collecting those 10,000 signatures. To find a location to sign the lead safe petition, call 440-220-1874. That's 440-220-1874. Petition signers must be registered to vote in the city of Cleveland. Now, the Black Lives Matter of Cuyahoga County Black Team Summit is scheduled for Saturday, September 7, 2019. This Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County is sponsoring the Black Team Summit at Cleveland State University. To contribute to the GoFundMe account for the Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County Black Team Summit, go to the BLMCC Facebook page, Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, and do that or the Urban PUNDITZ Facebook page. The purpose of the Black Team Summit is to promote criminal justice reform and a more vigorous job program for teenagers. Also, since we're going to talk about that, why not? Because we do need to take a look because Alfred J. Porter, Jr., Racial Unity March. Unity is the one great thing, according to the Greek philosopher Socrates. On Saturday, September 28, 2019, Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County sponsored the Alfred J. Porter, Jr. period Racial Unity March. If you belong to an organization interested in participating in Alfred J. Porter, go back. Alfred E. Porter, Jr., Racial Unity March. That's a great typo. Thanks, people. Inbox Urban PUNDITZ on Facebook or contact yours truly on Facebook, a.k.a. Alfred Porter Jr.
period, on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or at voiceitradio.com. So those are just some of those things that are going on that I can say I appreciate. I'm looking at, like, other phone callers who have decided to call in. So you're making it kind of easy for me rather than me just running my big mouth, which is okay because I probably would have done that too. But I'm going to go first with the 216-209 phone caller who's probably saying, forget that March, Al Porter. You need to get your butt somewhere and just go home. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. And this is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. And I purposely come out there because I know my business is right close to where you guys going to be at. I purposely come by there and, you know, just walk by or take a short break or whatever just to see you guys, you know what I'm saying? I know I can't be out there that long, but it's no problem. I always try to lend some type of support and hand because you guys fight the good fight. And, you know, and I think that's one of the most thoughtless acts that any human being could ever do. Like I was explaining to one of our youth earlier today, every situation doesn't cause for you to get the reward first, or it's not transparent until you work and fight at it. And, you know, with this thing about all this lead crisis going on, you know, I have a sarcastic question and an inquiring question. The people who put this together, well, all these things about lead, they forgot about the one person, the one type of people who carry around the most lead every day, and they're not checked for hypertension, blood pressure, or an anxiety issue that we so-called supposed to have from being lead, where we can't sit still in class and everything. That might explain that hyperactivity they have towards us because they carry more lead than we ever was exposed to. So I was wondering, how can we test those guys to see how much lead do they have in their system? Just a sarcastic question. I just want to know.
Ah, man, drop the mic on that one because I'm sure that will be talked about. That one question is going to be talked about for a while. And I appreciate it. Keep talking, though, brother.
Oh, man. And I just don't want to veer away from the point why I called. I got a lot of good things coming up from Black Odyssey. We got some music, another video coming up. We got some stuff coming up from Goldie and other artists. So I just want y'all to stay tuned and y'all be blessed. And I'm going to listen to the rest of this program because I'm quite sure somebody got some more things to chime in on that one, just like I did.
Man, I appreciate you very much, and I do. As a matter of fact, while I get certain things queued up before I go and pick on a 216-255 phone number, and again, they might be calling to pick on me. One of the things that I can say is that I appreciate those people who at least take the time to call in and at least voice their opinion. Now, one of the things that had come up that has, I will say that's been very interesting for people who might have said, hey, did I see y'all or somebody down there on East 9th Street at the county council building? Yes, because, you know, there were many people who were saying at least by last, I would say, Friday. And, you know, after a certain verdict that the Anaya Garrett, that she slipped through the cracks of a broken system. Now, that is basically speaking what a few people would probably say when it comes down to it. But it's very, very interesting because the quote that came from Cynthia Wisekettle, director of the Cuyahoga County Department of Children and Family Services, was that, I don't think the system is broken. Now, for those who are probably wondering, what are we talking about? You know, Anaya died on March 11, 2018, after being transported to Euclid Hospital from her home in the Cultural Garden Apartments. And it was Thursday the jurors found both Sierra Day,
and Deontay Lewis guilty on all charges in the death of the 4-year-old. A vigil was held this evening, as a matter of fact, at 6 p.m. at the Cultural Garden Apartments. But I digress, because both were found, you know, basically, I believe Lewis was found guilty of aggravated murder, murder, felonious assault, permitting child abuse, 3 counts of endangered children, and tampering with evidence. Day was found guilty of aggravated murder, murder, felonious assault, permitting child abuse, 3 counts of endangering children, and tampering with evidence. So, you know, last year, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services, well, found reported failures in how Cuyahoga County handled Anaya's case. And the review showed that in at least 3 of its investigations, caseworkers failed to assess the 4-year-old girl's needs and remove her, including Anaya told people, "Mommy hurts me." So with that being said, and, of course, Cindy Wise Kettle, I will say her just not feeling like she definitely deserved to follow through on anything by her not doing that. It was very interesting because for those on Facebook, the Justice for Anaya and All Kids, then it was said that, basically speaking, Justice for Anaya, hosted by Fathers Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime, Black Man Army, Cuyahoga County Administration Building, East 9th and Prospect, the rally for all kids that died due to Department of Children and Family Services failures. We want Department of Children and Family Services shut down completely. Department of Justice to step in, take full control. We demand federal government take over this agency, and we need everyone to join us. Please take a stand for Anaya and all children who have failed from this agency, which happened today at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And I thought it was very, very interesting that at least, if nothing else, before I go to the phone lines, that basically speaking, it was very somber event that happened. I want to thank all the people who did show up, including Inner City Republican Movement, along with what was said. The groups that had been vocal on everything, I think it was very deep that Cindy Wise Kettle name was brought up from Donna Walker Brown, who said, "You should fire," point blank. I'd heard the same thing brought up from Kimberly F. Brown before, and it was Joe Jones' statement, which had come through, was he contacted the government. This is the official letter that he sent to the Department of Justice, and he felt that his daughter had been molested and starved. Now, dealing with his own daughter, we're going to go through that phase first. And the fact of the matter is he called for that shutdown based on some of the things he's had to endure already. And so I'm just thankful that he got a chance to get out there, and he had a lot of people who joined him, because basically speaking, I started this group of Fathers Lives Matter for the following reason. My daughter was molested, starved, diagnosed as malnutrition. Department of Children and Family Services, 3955 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, said she is in a safe environment. Dads are discriminated against from juvenile court and Department of Children and Family Services. To date, my agency learned there are 249 failed children, failed by Department of Children and Family Services. Over 50 kids have died. Nyad Garrett is one of the victims. Armand Budish, the county executive, is over the agency. He is currently under investigation from the FBI. My agency learned that he took $5,000 of the taxpayers' money. He gave this money to a church on a condition that would give him a humanitarian award. We will have more children die if Department of Justice does not step in. They've tried retraining workers. They have tried hiring more workers. Everything they promised and tried has failed. One worker even took a bribe of food stamps to look the other way, and that child was killed a short time later and burned in the backyard like an animal. This agency lies about reports and covers up child deaths. This agency doesn't want DOJ, federal government, to know they are failing miserably, We, the people of Cuyahoga County, Ohio, want this place closed. The county of Cuyahoga County is in a crisis. We must have this building closed. And so when you have people like the legendary Don Bryant join you on the front lines, you kind of know that things are going to be a little bit different. So before I get into the program song that I had planned and all of that stuff, I want to definitely say I thank you all for tuning in. What I can do also is, as I move from time to time and line to line, I find it very interesting when we do have people who take the time to call in, be vocal, and say what's on their mind. So before I go to that 216-682, because you've been so patient, 216-255, you're probably, this is Wise Kettle calling and saying you want this radio show shut down. So what I'm going to do, though, is give you the chance to speak at 216-255. 216-255, how you doing?
I'm fine. Why would I want you shut down? Oh, my God. I didn't think you'd be on the air tonight because I thought you'd be in jail. But I'm glad you're on the air tonight because
I am.
Because, yes. Well, I joined. Thank you for inviting me and others to the event, to the protest tonight in commemoration of Anaya Garrett and all the other children. But this was the anniversary of the death of Anaya Garrett.
Yes.
And so that's why we're out there. And I was just reflecting now as thinking about what I would say, Al, on the show right now in relation to that. And I was going to say, well, I appreciate Black on Black Crime and Black Man's Army and Fathers Lives Matters for conducting a very productive protest. Where actually we made some noise and took over an intersection during rush hour. So at
that
Chester
is
Avenue.
True.
And I was going to say, I feel safe in the hands of Black on Black Crime, but I got to admit, I felt a little bit uneasy in the middle of the street with cars blaring down on us and, standing down on us and the police telling us to.
Yeah.
The traffic control police officer said, you can't be there. He's yelling at us. And we know that he's going to stay where he's at. He can't move. So we stayed where we were.
Right.
And I felt relatively safe any case. But here's the thing. I felt so much safer in the middle of the traffic, in the middle of the road, than these children feel at the hands of Cuyahoga County and Children's Services. So that is an interesting comparison in my mind, that I actually felt safer in the middle of the road in rush hour than these poor children feel. And, when they're calling in, Anaya called 696 kids how many times? I believe it was 4 times. And, no response, negligence from the county. This is
true.
This is sick. This is sick. And I'm going to finish up with one more just invite. Tomorrow, there's going to be a meeting to organize for April 6th, which is the day that Crystal Jones will address the community regarding her lawsuit against the city of Cleveland. And became victorious in that lawsuit because there's hazardous. She was a worker there at the Ridge Road in Parma. Cleveland Ridge Road garbage area. What do they call it? The transfer station. And she was the first female operator of the large equipment used to move that around. However, the employees there are being sickened. She was sickened. She got an illness there. I don't want to go into her medical private information, but she was sickened.
Mm-hmm.
And she will speak out about, let's get this place finally cleaned up, because a lot of times the environmental impact is in the poorer neighborhoods, and they put these dumps in the poor neighborhoods, such as, of course, we know about the Noble Road dump. But this is Ridge Road, again, in a poor neighborhood. And, again, the workers are being sickened with deadly illnesses, and she will speak out April 6th at Lutheran Metro Ministry at 4515 Superior Avenue. But tomorrow we're going to get together at Cafe Aroma to organize a little bit at 4:30. So we're talking about 2230 Euclid Avenue. Join the Cleveland Civil and Human Rights Coalition and members of Carl Stokes Brigade. Black on Black, if you can make it, I think you're sponsoring this event as well on April 6th, 1 p.m. At Lutheran Metro Ministry when Crystal Jones does speak out. But tomorrow we'll be pulling together organizational, organizing, try to build the event. So if you can stop by, any of you, you're welcome to sit at 4:30 p.m. at Cafe Aroma, 2230 Euclid Avenue. And I thank you very much for the show and letting me speak.
Hey, I appreciate you. Definitely hold the line, because one thing I can say that my brother, this brother Don, is like, been in the middle of a couple of things that's going on, one of the which things I'll get to in just a little while. But before I do, I will say that it was very interesting that for those, like I said before, you know, Cindy Wise-Kittle, Department of Children and Family Services, basically speaking, they said what was on their mind, and they said, hey, look, the system's not broken. And so, you know, Kimberly F. Brown of the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County, she sent a letter drafted to WIO News. It was like, hello, Mrs. New Yorker. I recently viewed your story about Department or DCFS and the reaction for the lack of change needed for the DCFS following the Anaya Day Garrett. As one of the activists that worked on this issue, I am saddened that the leaders of DCFS refuse to admit that their system is broken. I have sat with this group for many months as I still sit and work with them, and it is most apparent that a change in leadership is needed. It is disappointing to see and hear that the leaders over this, and I like this part, the leaders over this department can't admit that immediate change and reform is needed. This is the only way that our children will not fall through the cracks. Our group submitted a 16-point plan to the DCFS, of which they were reluctant to review. They appeared to have become defensive to policy changes and efforts of improving a child system appear to have aided in the cause of Anaya's death. Also, I hope that you are aware that an advisory council has been formed by Mr. Armand Budish. Also, let me add that several activists are still working with DCFS leadership, as well as commanding oversight on a system that is not only broken, but is also in denial of how they conduct business of keeping children free from harm. I invite you to follow up with local activists, the steering committee, as well as the new advisory council that has been put in place. Thank you, Kimberly F. Brown, BA, FCC, MPA. Let's do something from that 440-479-2823. So, with that being said, I am going to now turn this phone call and conversation to this number that is also called up. I want to thank you all very much for at least tuning in this evening. Before I go to the lines, I guess I will say that, of course, you can Facebook. I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can also check out the Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and the web of blackonblackcleveland.com. So with that, I'm going to 216-682. Maybe this is Cindy Wise-Kittle calling to tell me, you need to stop hanging out with those folks, and we definitely are going to shut down the whole Blog Talk station, starting with you first, Al Porter. 216-682, what's on your mind?
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. And it was really great, man, having everybody together with us and holding the line and almost getting hit by buses, and it's that is time of our life. But all seriousness, we do have some petitions that we are going to be having signatures put on, and the signatures are pretty much everything that you said. We want Department of Children and Family Services closed permanently. We want another agency to handle business. when it comes to child abuse and child neglect. And we have several options. You know, Department of Justice, we have... handle child abuse and child neglect investigations. So child abuse workers are just no longer needed. You know, it's just we've given them chance after chance. We just can't do this no more. You know, we're going to end up with more Niagaras, and we had enough. So it's time for them to go. Every couple of years, you always have to have changes, man, and this is one of those changes. You know, when you have over 50 deaths, it's time to close shop and move on, you know. So I want to thank Black Lives Matter, Black Men Army, Black on Black Crime, and the person that was out there supporting us for the United case that happened. And again, like you said, we're very appalled and offended that the Department of Children and Family Services doesn't even have enough decency and respect for Anaya Garrett to admit that they have failed her. That child called out four different times, and they turned their back on that child, and then they covered it up on top of it.
Yes.
So it's we do have an online petition, too, as well. Try to share it and sign it as much as possible. And it's the same type of petition we talked about. It's to get DCFS closed permanently. We did get confirmation, actually, from the White House. I went ham on this. I sent a copy to the White House, the governor, the Ohio Attorney General, and I'm getting confirmation from all agencies that they are reviewing our letters and our petitions. So.
Wow. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you do. I got something to send out to you this evening, and I just want to say before I even play it, just thank you very much for the hard work, the dedication you're putting in, because it would be so easy for you to say, I'm dealing with my own child and my own situation, and y'all got to get y'all's the best way possible. And instead, you have built up a very empowering movement. So keep on rolling, Joe. No problem. We appreciate you. And so just hold a line for just a moment, please. And what I'm going to do before I do anything else is almost had some fun, because I'm glad that person hung up. I was just getting ready to clown him for calling me when I'm on the air. But look, believe it or not, this is interesting, because Geraldo Rivera did a live taping of his radio show last Thursday morning as he and WTAM reunited with Art McCoy's College of Common Sense radio show, where, believe it or not, Brother Art McCoy did about 8 years on WTAM before the past basically decade on WERE 1490. Now, it was all done at Irving Joe's Cafe as Ernst Smith, East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, came through. Tammy Kennedy, Brother Roz, Iced Out Productions did filming. Facebook Fred was there. I think it was also live Facebook from GMS Hood Famous DVD. Art McCoy Show's co-host, Queen Dolores Gray, joined them on stage. You ever heard Geraldo, Brother Art? He brought up a couple of young men from the hood to talk about their life. Man in the Street was brought up, and all I could speak about was, simply put, you know, being part of East Cleveland's history, which showed there's no despair, because they were at least able to recall a mayor and a president of city council. They got two people, president of city council, Wheeler, and Mayor North, two for the price of one. And once they did get rid of those two, the next thing that you know is that they were able to institute something far better for themselves and give themselves a fighting chance. And also, though I don't have any despair, I don't see it, because just think, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, how many blacks back then, down south especially, would have given their all, as Devin Branch is saying, to have a city where they could run most of their business when the cities they were in had a mayor, sheriff, judge, everything was white and stacked against them. And if anything happened, they were drug out and hung at night. Things being said, also, what happened, if I'm not mistaken, you had Black Man's Army, Black Home, Black Crime Incorporated was there, Maddie's Floral Arrangements, located 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895, gave a bouquet of flowers, including things that lit up.
for Geraldo's wife. So it was just good to see so many people who were there. I also want to say that, you know, for those who remember what happened, I won't get into all of it, but in less than a minute, when Mr. Leonard Oliver was missing, before word came of what had happened, you know, there were groups such as Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Fathers Lives Matter, if I'm not mistaken, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Community Ministry Church, even Ern Smith showed up and stayed out there extra 20 minutes. He came like late in the game with Brother Art Sergeant Major Stokes and Man in the Street. So went through about 20 abandoned properties. And the reason that I bring that up is because I was very glad that it led to the meeting last Saturday morning at Urban Joe's Cafe, where State Senator Kenny Yuko set up by Black Lives Matter. It was set up, and it was nice that a man in the street was also there alongside Vice President Ern Smith of City Council. Mr. Yuko answered a few of the questions that were brought to him from Don Bryant, especially concerning the land bank. That was a good one. That was a solid one, John. So one of the things he is doing right now is working with Jay Westbrook and Jim Rakakis, whether you like the names or not, to deal with the not only infrastructure and the land bank, but the basic structure of it not being as transparent as it should be. Even he had to say, you know something, you're dead right on that. And I was surprised he had talked to them as late as maybe Friday evening, which he pulled out from his phone to answer that question, and also a couple other things about just dealing with the abandoned properties and the blight in general. So sometimes when you go out there to do something, if you have a fail-safe plan, you can reach out and at least bring something through, talk about it, and then say, hey, we're going to move on from there. So with that being said, again, I appreciate everybody who chose to take the time to be a part of the program and call in. One of the best things I could do, which, like I say, I can keep my word, whenever you end up with Geraldo Rivera coming into East Cleveland, or you end up taking the street, or you get shoved back by the sheriff's department, and then the dude realizes, hey, wait a minute, man in the street is not a little dude. I might need some more help, and I don't go to jail. I've done a good job, so you have to keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying. And I'm gonna keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help
rappers with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, just keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
And, yeah, we got to keep praying. As a matter of fact, one of the things that happened, which I thought was very powerful, was the International Women's Day March Cleveland, which was, of course, March 8, 2019, and the rally was on Cleveland City Hall steps with a march towards Public Square. The organizers were the International Women's Day March Cleveland Peace Action, Imperial Women's Coalition, Cleveland activist Kathy Rae Coleman, www.clevelandurbannews.com. Genevieve Mitchell was the moderator. You had State Senator Tonio of Lakewood, District 23, State Representative Juanita Brent of Cleveland, District 12. Hey, Juanita Brent, she had personalized name plated suckers. They were good. She knew how to be remembered. Cleveland Ward 1 Councilman, I believe some of the other people who were there, such as speakers, was Laura Rodriguez Carbone. One person that we chose fit on the staff to say that we definitely do endorse the candidacy for what she's running for. Also, Cuyahoga County Democratic Women's Caucus candidate for Lakewood City Council. Keynote speakers were Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, Nina McClellan of Peace Action, Move to Men and Women Speak Out for Peace and Justice. You had Alfred Porter Jr. from Black on Black Crime, Inc., Imperial Women's Coalition, Black Man's Army, activist Brenda Bickerstaff, Alicia Kirkman. You also had Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus and Crash's own Steve Haleko, the Mary E. Rice from East Cleveland Board of Education member, Black Women's PAC. You had Dr. Kimberly Lenahan, Tri-C adjunct professor who will be introduced by the student Kyle Serenas and Dr. Benet Brooks of the League of Women Voters, Greater Cleveland, East Cleveland, activist Jane Arnoff Logston, Stand Up to Trump Cleveland. Wow, glad to know they exist. Activist Diane Howard, End Poverty Now, and Larry Bressler, Organize Ohio and Northeast Ohio Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. Activist Cheryl Leeson, RefuseFascism.org, and also others who were there. It was nice to see people from the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, National Action Network, Fathers Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter Cleveland. Sharima was one of the ones holding a sign. I think Don Bryant had one of the best signs that was up there. I'm going to have to go back to the phone line and ask him what caused him to bring that sign out. Part of what Man in the Street did was, instead of me giving you the whole thing, let's just say I remembered all the names of the Imperial Avenue murder victims, Seymour Avenue kidnap victims. I am the East 93rd, the murder victims from there, as well as, I will say, which was very important, victims of police murder, just a few of the ladies' names. Also, to let people know that I, of course, stand with those women who face an unholy war on Muslims, Dreamers, DACA, and those who dare be pro-women, women's rights, equal pay. Definitely being a strong black man who respects my mom and all women, and had to thank Kathy Rae Coleman for organizing this rally. As we back Kathy Rae Coleman, and should you attempt to undermine her,
we would have to picket them because she has focused. Her focus is on judges and others, such as prosecutor by name, Mike O'Malley, that the activists helped elect. And he seems to have joined in with judges and others for handing out extreme sentencing without evidence. And he definitely would be targeted in 2020 if this continues. And also, we couldn't forget Aisha Frazier, who was murdered from domestic violence, as so-called friends took up for her, well, we'll just say for her murderer. I'm going to go back to the 216-255 because this person had, if I'm not mistaken, a large poster. And the poster was of who?
That was Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who spoke up about the influence of a foreign government on our government's foreign policy, which cost us billions of dollars. Actually, what do we send to Israel? $3 billion in weapons every year. And and this is most often used on civilians in Palestine. And this this topic has been put under the rug. It's the elephant in the room, but nobody wants to talk about it in Congress because she spoke out against the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC. I'm talking about the congresswoman, the Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. She spoke out against AIPAC being the largest lobby. You know, we talk about the gun lobby, health, the medical lobby and whatnot, and which affects our economy and reduces our benefits with health care and keeps guns flowing in the community, those two lobbies. But then there's the Israel lobby, which is AIPAC, which takes congressmen to Israel to show them some gated community. It's a gated community. Israel's a gated community. no other way to say it.
Wow.
Because if you go to Palestine on the other side of that wall, it looks a lot different. In fact, that 30-meter wall looks like a 30-meter wall when you're in Palestine. And the Palestinians do graffiti on the wall about their oppression of Israel. But if you go on the other side, they've got soil, dirt, all the way up the wall and bushes planted. So you only see like about 3 feet of the wall, and it looks it's a gated community, sort of like where Armin Budish lives, you know.
Wow.
Okay. So to stay on track, I've been there a couple times to Palestine. I've been to Gaza. I saw where they bombed the hell out of Gaza with our U.S. military bombs.
Mm.
It's sick. I mean, you know, in 2009 when I went, there was 1,400 people killed there, mostly civilians and very few combatants. So what Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, was speaking about was that. And now we call them Zionists and Israeli supporters of the Israeli military in our country. Okay. I'm not saying Jews.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Jews are against it. So I'm not going to point out Jews, and neither is she. She loves Jewish people as I do, and as most Palestinian activists will say they love Jews and Jewish people.
Right.
But we can criticize Israel for doing, you know, committing war crimes with U.S. weaponry and U.S. tax dollars. So that's about it. That's why I had a sign to support Congresswoman, International Women's Day, so Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her right to speak. In fact, if you listen to Democracy Now!, I'll be done in a second. She, last Friday, I think it was, or Thursday, she spoke out with the other Muslim women, Congresswoman Tlaib, and then a state legislator, Muslim woman. She sat with them on stage and said, they said, "We know hate. We have been the object of hate as Black Palestinian women in the USA. You don't think we know what hate is? We experience it on a daily basis." End of story. So thank you for for that. Allow me to.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you for that. No problem. So we'll put you back on hold, and I know what I need to do. Just give me a moment, and I'll appreciate it. And this is what I can do. I have not done this in a little while. I've done it before, but I haven't. So what I think I'll do is, why not play a couple of minutes of this? It's one of my songs that I like to vibe with because I love the beat. Kingpin Dreams, Black Odyssey.
Kingpin Fantasies. Kingpin Fantasies. Fantasies of a black man in the ghetto. Lord help us as we cry and pray. Another young mother better judge, don't take her son away. Prison is the home for most hood niggas. Either your flesh is slave or your brain is a slave. It all started out with needing some money. Now them lames in your circle, now the game is funny. Trouble's 1 second in, but a lifetime out. I thank the Lord every day for changing my route. Conditions is so broke, niggas turning slavery to hope. Fantasies in my ghetto is kingpin dreams. Rocks the fiends, powder on triple beams. Criminal tools, digital scales. Niggas making bail, street numbers turning prison numbers. Niggas only balling for one summer. Sacrifice your life for the lowest dope price. The kid got niggas calling for Christ. Oh Lord.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
Okay, now ain't nobody giving a fuck. We just trying to get this money up, hoping I can make it out this dump that we call home. Hey, Mr. Police, I'm just trying to feed my home. Got me addicted to gripping the chrome. Busting at niggas that wanna see me gone. Like fuck the tough shit, I let a pump spit at a pump, bitch. We can pour the gasoline on them. Now all you see is the bones, and I'm chilling, weeding the bone. Chill, I'm on some new shit, but still I represent the crew, bitch. Lucky loose shit like who stitch. Roots for all niggas, never talk. Nigga, art's off with the pictures. You were soft from the beginning. Lost or not listening, now pay attention. As I glance at the bitches in my G stance, like who with it? Look in my system, I ain't too sipping. Food twisted, my nigga barbecue the chicken. Cleaver full of liquor.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies, kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies, kingpin fantasies.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hoping and wishing that shit ain't gonna pay my rent. So I move through the hood like what's good. Trying to get money like you should. A bad boy trying to do good. Serving smoke to fiends and teens. So my fam, they can live their dreams. No more hustling corners. And them broke days for us is a goner. I'm balling, I can give you a loner. Smell the aroma. So you niggas sleep in the coma. When it comes to my money, look. Looking funny, and my kids looking bummy. Niggas try to play you for a dummy, so you uppipe. Show them what that life is like. But I'd rather speak his words through a mic and live life right and still get some sleep at night. But these bitches try to force your hand, trying to snitch, get you on the stand. And your girl fucking your best friend, who you thought was your right hand. But that shit wasn't part of the plan. Damn, kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
A little bit of a break.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tank.
In the action.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Blog Talk Radio of knowledge equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat.
So anyway, as I leave out, I just want to say, if nothing more, I appreciate you all for at least tuning in. If I have about 90 seconds, I would just like to add in, thought that they saw members of East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, NAACP, and a few others out there, maybe the past, I don't know, week. It goes in line with part of what was discussed. If you're wondering what was discussed, you had Dr. Rice bringing up a certain topic at the Women's March. And for those who missed it, let's just say the parents said, you know something, we're not going to take this, you know, lying down or what have you. So what they did was they got together for a, quote unquote, I'll say, they stood up and said, wait, we are tired. Because, you know, recently, for those who missed it, out of all the places that got took over for a school system, was not Cleveland. No, it was East Cleveland. And the residents filed a lawsuit against Academic Distress Commission for the lack of transparency involving meetings that the public wasn't privy to. The lawsuit states that the East Cleveland Academic Distress Commission is a public body that by law must make meetings open and available to the public. But the ADC was created specifically to provide oversight of the district by the state of Ohio. It is also tasked with appointing a chief executive officer who assume broad and plenary power of the East Cleveland schools in significant contravention to the tradition of local school board control. According to the lawsuit, the East Cleveland ADC has illegally heard presentations, asked questions, and deliberated in executive session. The lack of transparency has resulted in little or no public observation or oversight. The lawsuit states that the ADC must give residents advance notice of when and where public meetings will take place. Not giving timely notice of when and where the meetings occur violates the Open Meetings Act, which, according to the lawsuit, nullifies any official action taken as a result of a meeting at which a violation occurred. The lawsuit states that since December 15th, 9 meetings have occurred that violate the Open Meetings Act. ADC meetings are divided into 2 categories, regular executive meetings. Regular meetings are supposed to take place on the same location, day and time, at regular intervals. For executive sessions, the lawsuit says the ADC is required to notify residents of what will take place in those sessions, which they failed to do. So on at least 2 occasions, in a meeting on February 1st, the lawsuit points out that the ADC appointed a CEO illegally after improperly informing the public the purpose of the meeting, and the combined actions by the ADC violate the Open Meetings Act, which deprives the public of its right to observe its government in action and to understand the basis for important decisions made by public bodies, such as the appointment of a CEO in what is effectively the state takeover of a local school district and the supplanting of the local government authorities for at least what they're saying, the whole local school board. So in other words, you all wonder why Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated has not only open meetings, but we do our best to tell you what's going on, when it's going on, how it's happening, and what we're talking about. For the simple fact, you don't want to give the appearance of doing evil. That's number one. And number two, you want to make sure people know what's happening. And that's what the parents and others are saying. They don't even know what happened because nobody told them. So with that being said, at least the residents decided to step up, to step out and fight for themselves. And that's greatly appreciated. Look, we have so many activities coming up. Try to be at some of them. That's about it. And a shout out Councilman Irwin Smith, who used Irene Jones for, I believe it was called Coffee and Conversation with the Councilman and Council Vice President. So there you go. Have a good one. Be at peace. Peace.